Hello and welcome to episode 158 of the Final Siren podcast. I'm your host, Peter Williams, and I'm back with Michael Alvaro to chat all things Pathway Football. Michael, how's things?
Not too bad, mate. Thanks for having me. Plenty of action going on around the nation, so a lot to talk about in the latest episode.
Absolutely there is, and representative season rolls on. Of course, slightly less action to talk about this week, but let's start with the Under-18 National Championships. Obviously, got down to Icon Park on Sunday, where South Australia, 15-4-94, defeated Vic Country, 11-9-75 by 19 points. And I guess, Michael, Vic Country started strong, and then SA got back into it and kind of took over.
Yeah, it was the Harley Reid show in the first 9 or 10 minutes of the game. He kicked the first 3 goals of the game. Vic Country kicked the first 4, and it was looking pretty ominous. Obviously, the Crowheaders managed to hit back. The likes of DeLean and Tyler Walsh hit the scoreboard, and then Ashton Moyer helped him hit the front in term two. So I think it was really a case of the cream rising to the top there for South Australia. They ended up kicking 15 goals to 7 after Reid's burst. So, yeah, doubled the scoring output and deserved winners on the day. They clearly played their best game and they were competitive probably for a half against the Allies, but, yeah, really put it together for at least 3 quarters against Vic Country.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. Obviously, we were expecting Vic Country to get the win after the first 2 performances from South Australia. They would have been disappointed with those losses, but they did manage to bounce back in this one, as we said, despite the slow start. So who were some of the standout players for you, and did anyone boost their draft stocks?
Yeah, I wouldn't say too many massively boosted their draft stocks. Obviously a couple, and there are a few sliders who we may get onto once the power rankings come around at the end of the month. But in terms of those who stood up, obviously Harley Reid, there were going to be a lot of eyes on him. He had 14 touches and 5 clearances to go with those 3 goals, and probably a little bit subdued even when he rolled into the midfield and, you know, perhaps underdone coming off that long-term sort of head knock, you know, 5 weeks out. So understandable, but he did show a bit. Another top 5 prospect, Zane Dersma, he played mostly in midfield and then rotated with Reid in the third quarter to go forward. He had 20 touches. Harley's co-captain, Harry DeMattia, had 21 touches through the middle. And I thought George Stevens is probably Vic Country's best. He's an interesting prospect who has proven himself as a defender, pretty organised and big-bodied type, but he had 25 touches, 9 tackles and 6 clearances. So he played well. Michael Rudd as well deserves a shout-out up forward. Able to clunk 4 marks, kicked a couple of goals and really kept him in it sort of when SA was beginning to get on top. And speaking of SA, it's been the bottom age show for a lot of these champs. There's been plenty of underage talent that's stepped up. So Sid Draper has been the Crowheaders' leading ball winner through the carnival. Across 3 games, he had another 29 touches. Tyler Walsh with 5 goals on debut. So obviously an Adelaide father-son prospect for 2024. Very exciting type. Then you look at Jack DeLean, obviously another 4-goal haul. Ashton Moyer probably had his best game, albeit with, 6 touches. Still kicked a couple goals and looked lively with everything he did. And I thought that their leaders, guys like their captain, Will Patton, Cam McAuliffe, who's in the leadership group as well, they're pretty steady heads and were competitive, played crucial roles. Like Patton shut down Archer Reid in defence, and McAuliffe just threw his weight around. So all of those guys probably did their stocks no harm and certainly played well on the weekend.
Yeah, and now that each team sort of played at least once, obviously, you know, there's still quite a few for the majority of the teams, bar SA, and obviously Allies has played twice. Who do you sort of see as the front runner for the title?
Take a guess.
Yeah, well, clearly it's the Allies. I know that because it's what everyone's thinking, but tell me why.
Yeah, well, Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Look, I think at 2-0, obviously, they've arguably been the most impressive team of anyone in a pretty small sample size. So Metro was quite impressive against South Australia as well in their only game, and Vic Country will only get better after their first outing. But the Allies, I think, have been most impressive in the way that they've played as well. They bat so deep in midfield, and we've spoken about it ad nauseum, but they link up together beautifully, running in waves, and the way that they can really carve up the opposition in those attacking phases is great to watch. Talk about team balance as well. It's probably something that Vic Country lacked. And in hindsight, looking at their 23, it just lacked that real balance. They had a lot of small running defenders and attacking types, and they probably didn't get the midfield mix right, albeit their midfielders play pretty well. But they've got some dynamic types and they'll get the mix right. But back on the Allies, they've got just that really consistent layout that they can go to and really rely on every time they run out there. So Jed Walter at one end, you've got Connor O'Sullivan at the other, and that array of midfielders in between them. It's just such a great balance of a team, and one that's shown to probably be higher class than what we've seen from anyone else so far. Vic Metro might give them a run, and Vic Country, I wouldn't count them out either if they can get their stuff together. But yeah, it has to be the Allies, you'd say. Most impressive team so far, and undefeated and the front runner for the title.
Yeah, and the two teams they beat, of course, being South Australia and WA, and they face off on Saturday at Optus Stadium. So that's 2 p.m. local time. How do you sort of see that game going down?
Yeah, it's pretty tough for WA. They've obviously, as you mentioned, come off that really tough 88-point loss to the Allies. And they face a South Australian team that suddenly found a bit of form. So the positive for them is it is a home game at Optus Stadium. They should be up for the occasion. No travel means that, you know, they'll be able to get prepared and ready in their own homes and things like that, and it probably provides an added element of comfort. There's a possibility that Colton Tholstrup comes back in. They've added guys like Riley Wills and Joe Fonte to the squad. Colin Livingston kicked 5 goals or a big bag in the Waffle Colts on the weekend. So there are a few changes that can be made to add a bit of dynamism to that WA team to make him perhaps a little bit more competitive. But I think for SA, they should be seeing this as a really big opportunity to pick up another win and finish off their carnival positively. Obviously, it didn't start very well, and we've probably bashed up on them a little bit, and probably fairly too. But I'd say that SA's midfield is a touch better than WA's, and that's probably an area they can win. And we know that if they win enough ball and get enough supply to the forwards, who are ultra classy, guys like Deline, Moyer, and even Walsh now, that they can kick winning scores. And they've been pretty accurate in 2 of the games so far, despite, like, even in one of the trial games, they kicked 2-12 or something like that, which wasn't great. And that's one of the things that we've bashed on about. But it'll be, one of the more tight games of the carnival. If I had to tip a team, it'd probably be SA.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe they pinned those the notes from you from that inaccurate game on the wall.
I'm not going to flatter myself, but maybe, yeah.
They've been pretty good since in terms of accuracy, obviously, but getting the result on the weekend was important. So from the 18s down to the 16s, the first Pool B game happened on the weekend between the two New South Wales academies, so Swans Academy and the Giants. Now, the Swans got up 12-11-83 to the Giants 9-5-59. Anything of note from that clash?
Yeah, a few good talents coming out of the New South Wales ACT regions. Obviously, the Swans looked pretty good, kicked away from the Giants there in that game, probably just had a little more class across the ground. One prospect to look at is Noah Chamberlain from the Swans, a left-footed key position forward. He looks pretty handy, can mark overhead, but is also pretty mobile at just over 190 centimetres. And he's, I think, the only 07-born player from the Swans Academy to have played in the under-18 team. They've also got Max King, a 193-centimetre midfielder with a good bit of athleticism. Guys like Lachlan Carmichael and Joel Cochran, they were pretty good down back. And for the Giants, I'd say Ryder Corrigan was probably their best player, 185-centimetre midfielder, an inside type who is pretty well-rounded. So he had a good game. And Harper Bronson is another one to keep an eye on, a taller forward who kicked 2 goals and can pluck a mark overhead. So, yeah, as I said, a fair bit of talent coming out of those regions. And Sydney certainly performed well in the 18s this year, so it bodes well for how they're progressing with a pretty good coaching group, a good set of people down there who can hopefully produce some more talent going forward.
Yeah, and continuing on that theme of the under-16s, obviously we just got three games coming up this weekend. First, Northern Territory up against Tasmania. That's on Saturday at midday. Highgate Recreation Reserve in Craigieburn. So that's become a bit of an annual fixture, really. I remember it was there last year. So, and it's a good lead-up to the continuation of the 16s champs up in Queensland. The Lions Academy takes on the Suns Academy. Of course, that's in Queensland at Brighton Homes Arena on Sunday at 11, and then the same fixture as there is for the 18s in WA taking on SA at Mineral Resources Park. So that's going to be obviously another good one, and then we'll see them all again in a couple of weeks when we're in Queensland, which will be really good. So make sure you stay tuned, and of course we'll have all that action covered. Going to be a pretty exciting time. But that's all we have time for now on the latest edition of the Final Siren podcast. I've been your host, Peter Williams. Michael, thanks for joining me again.
Pleasure as always, and very much looking forward to you joining me up in Queensland for those championship games.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be good to get some sun and enjoy plenty of good footy across the week. Yeah, absolutely. So be sure to stay tuned to Rookie Me Central for all the latest news and analysis, and follow us at Rookie Me Central on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. You can subscribe to us on all your favourite streaming services to never miss an episode. That's all for now. We hope you tune in next week.